As Jesus and his disciples walk through Jerusalem, the disciples are pointing upward at the wonderful temple that stands before them, saying, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what a wonderful building this is." Jesus then tells his followers about a time when wonderful stones and wonderful buildings will no longer exist. He spoke to them of a time of devastation, warfare, conflict, and persecution. He told them of a time when false prophets would appear and when they would see statues honoring false gods erected in their temple. And he told them that the best they could hope for in that moment would be to flee to the hills, to run without even stopping to pack. For the disciples, viewing the splendor of the temple, they were enjoying a place of safety, a place of serenity, a place of refuge from the uncertainties of their time. That temple had been under construction for 40 years and still wasn't finished. It was an architectural marvel, built of green and white marble. Within its walls, thousands of votive candles flickered off of gold leaf. Mountains of meat, fruit, and vegetables were piled high as sacrifices to God. It was no surprise that Jesus' disciples looked at the temple with awe and wonder. It represented a secure, safe, established sort of religion, a comfortable faith, you might say, a risk-free religion, embodied in marble and in brass and in gold. Aren't we like his disciples? We want our safe places. We spend most of our lives trying to carve them out. We make safe havens for ourselves out of stone and out of silver, out of gold. And we pile our possessions and our acquisitions high around us. We deceive ourselves, trick ourselves into believing that these temples which we have constructed in our lives will last forever. But Jesus' message to us is that anything we have made will not last forever, cannot last forever. There's a great hymn in our hymnal, number 665, which begins with the words, "All my hope on God is founded." Let me share with you today, reflecting on Jesus' words about how the temple itself would fall, let me share the second verse of hymn number 665. "Mortal pride and earthly glory, sword and crown, betray our trust. Though with care and toil we build them, tower and temple fall to dust. But God's power, hour by hour, is my temple and my tower." All our hope indeed must be founded on God and Him alone.